A reflection by Father Luis Sozano, Matthew 5, 20-26. You must be fair. Your justice, our justice, yours and mine, must be quite different from the scribe's justice. That is to say, we mustn't act out of anger when there's something that hurts and bothers us. If you act there and then, on the spot, it's very possible that you may think you're being fair. But if you allow your passions and feelings to lead your actions, intelligence is left aside. That's why most probably you'll later regret your reaction and realize that you overdid it. Learn to act calmly, and you will be fair if you do justice based on reason and logic. When you get angry and overheated, if I give you a sword, you will surely kill the person who hurt you, and you might possibly harm other people. At that moment, you'll justify your actions in every possible way. But when you calm down, you'll realize what you've done. You'll realize that you left a trail of wounded, destroyed people. Well, instead of hurting them with a sword, it will have been with your tongue. Patience. In a situation that drives you out of yourself, the first thing you have to do is calm down. Don't act on the spur of the moment. Learn to look at the whole picture. Of course, you have to act justly, but objectively and based on the truth. All extremes are bad. Neither act to destroy someone instantly, nor act 2 years later when the culprits are no longer there. Learn to know how to discover the appropriate moment to act and say things. Reconcile. This is a difficult subject. Getting irritated can even lead to illness. Don't let anyone kill your dreams or turn you into what you are not. Much less bring out the worst in you. Seek reconciliation, to resume a relationship and not create a host of enemies in a short time. Learn how to be more diplomatic, to talk things over, looking for a solution to things and maintaining the spirit of dialogue. Of course, if nothing is achieved and the situation is toxic or a vicious cycle, then the best thing to do is not to declare war, but rather to pray and take the necessary distance. It's better to move on. Take care of your prayer, take care of your life, and take care of your relationship with those people who do you good and help you come together with God. God bless you and be with you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Always remember that something good is on the way.